Recently, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled on politicians or people of authority in the state blocking people on social media. And does that make any difference? Does a decision from the Supreme Court make any difference? In reality, it doesn't. It only takes effect if somebody sues or somebody inside the government says enough is enough and calls out the people that are doing that. Here in Kershaw County, we have Chairwoman Katie Gwynn and Vice Chair Jimmy Jones who have blocked people on social media on their accounts that they have used for political speaking in authority. And as we as Americans lose all our freedom, as the Biden administration and the Trump administration before it, they censor people on social media, they censor people on YouTube, and the government has put pressure on private industries to do it as they're told. That's kind of what we're talking about today. The Liberty Report starts now.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, Jeff Maddox. And when I was thinking about the Supreme Court ruling on social media, I went in and did a lot of research and started reading their opinions, the decisions, in two particular cases. One involved a city manager who was an employee of the county but had a personal Facebook page in which he rarely posted, he never posted anything of authority. He would post things about upcoming events in the county and those kind of things, but his page was basically personal. And during the Corona lockdowns and all, there was a man that came on, and when the guy posted, you know, we recommend wear a mask and those kind of things, he complained and disagreed and said I disagree with masks, I don't think the county is doing a good job, and the guy blocked him. And that man took this guy through the court system and all, and the Supreme Court eventually ruled that this was his personal page and he can block who he wants. And then in another case, it was a politician, office holder, whose page was clearly in support of him as a politician, of her as a politician. In particular, it was a school board. And as parents were posting and commenting on that school district, that school board member's page, apparently she had gotten upset and blocked the people from commenting. And in that case, the Supreme Court ruled that was a improper for her to block anybody because she was speaking in a position of authority. She had already had many posts advocating for things and all that. In my particular case here in Kershaw County, South Carolina, Chairwoman Katie Gwin has a Facebook page, Chairwoman Katie Gwin, where she advocates positions and different things in the county. And she blocked me for posting comments on her page. So that clearly violates the Supreme Court rulings here. But does that make any difference? A lot of people think that when the Supreme Court rules on something, that everybody stops doing the thing that the Supreme Court rules that you can't do that anymore, which is not true. Because if they want, they can keep going and doing what they're doing, and only if they're challenged in court, only if you have enough money to challenge them in court and beat them in court, will they stop that policy. Now, you would think that if the state was there to protect our rights, and our rights of free speech and number two and number five and all these Bill of Rights, that if somebody in the government would violate those rights, like the First Amendment, and you have sworn an oath to the Constitution, and the Supreme Court has said that it's unconstitutional to block somebody from an official page, then it would seem to me that those people that had sworn that oath would then call it out. In other words, if you've got the members of county council, Republicans and Democrats, all of them swore an oath to the Constitution, would it be logical for us to think that these people should call out any infringement of those rights? Could it be that enemies foreign and domestic means anyone that violates the Constitution? And so as Chairwoman Katie Gwin and Vice Chair Jimmy Jones have violated the Constitution according to the Supreme Court, then you would think that the four other councilmen would bring that to the attention and say, you are violating the First Amendment. Would you immediately restore these people's page, these people's ability to comment, and let them exercise their First Amendment right? But you see, nobody's going to stand up for that. Nobody cares about that. They talk the Constitution, they swear an oath to the Constitution, but they'll follow any order, and they won't get their head above the pulpit, above the parapet, above the trenches. They'll keep their head down so that they don't get shot at. You look at everything around us is collapsing. We have the alphabet agencies playing games over in Ukraine. We've got illegal invasion across the border, enabled by whatever all the administrations. We got them flying 320,000 people into the country, free airfare into 41 cities. We've got the education system filled with Common Core and DEI. We've got all these things happening at the same time. We've got banks failing. We've got $34 trillion in debt. We've got $240 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We have Social Security eating, what, $1.6 trillion a year? Medicaid and Medicare, $1.4 trillion. The defense budget, they call it defense. I call it offense. The offense budget, well over $1 trillion. The black budgets, we don't have any idea. We have the alphabet agencies going around the globe creating coups and overthrowing governments and color revolutions and propaganda. And yet nobody seems to notice and nobody seems to care. Sometimes it seems overwhelming. But there's a lot of people that are waking up. The silver lining of the corona-rona is more and more people are waking up to the fact that the government doesn't love you. The government doesn't care about you. The government has been taken over by corporations, multinational corporations, billionaires, Marxists, and a eugenicist. And it's been done over a long period of time. Now we're entering the collapse of an empire, a controlled demolition. You can see it all around you. Look at the empty storefronts. Look at the prices of everything. And everybody thinks that this is by accident. Look at what the Federal Reserve is doing. Look at how much of the economy is just spending by the federal government. Estimates 30 to 40% of the economy is being held up right now by government spending. Look at how many people. Government is the largest employer in the United States, bar none. If you count federal, state, and local government. We're overwhelmed by government. We're government poor. We have 890 bases around the world. An average of $4 billion on each base, each and every year. And we're picking fights with Russia. We're picking fights with China. We're supporting anything and everything that Israel does in Gaza. Mass genocide. All this going on, and our local councils, they just go along with, where's the free money? We can tinker with this, we can tinker with that. But we're mandated by these people and mandated by those people. And if we don't take the money, who else? Somebody else will get it. Worried about litter. Worried about bicycle paths, greenways, parks, and not worried about overwhelming government. This is no longer, if it ever was, by for the people. We live on a plantation. Look at what people are debating about. We got the group that is opposed to the widening of 521 from Camden to Sumter. And what are they complaining about? They are complaining about the ability of their government, which they support, being able to take property called eminent domain over whatever objection you care. You no longer have private property. Without private property, my friends, you have no rights. You are tenants on a plantation. You're a sharecropper. And now the globalists are culling the herd. That's what the injections were all about. That's what the food is all about. That's what the you'll be happy and you'll be eating bugs is all about. You'll own nothing. Look at what they're doing in the omnibus bill. They've got some $21 million, $41 million for tagging calves. Because they want to know as soon as that cow is born, it's tagged and it's tracked all the way through the process. And it, in the future, you will not be able to sell a cow unless that cow has an electronic tag. And it also drives the smaller farmers out of business, the smaller cattle people out of business, in favor of the large livestock people, as the livestock industry, the pork industry, the poultry industry, all those are consolidated into bigger and bigger conglomerates, which will then shrink away. Because one thing people don't understand is these globalists don't, they've got all the money in the world, and money shifts. It doesn't disappear, it goes different places. So if they get rid of cows and pigs and chickens, well, they'll invest in something else, like fake meat, or fake chicken, or highly processed bugs, so they can make you some ice cream or a fake ribeye out of crickets and mealworms. These are the things that people don't see. People are too busy on the treadmill, on the hamster wheel, constantly trying just to keep their head above water, or to lay back some money for an education for their kids that has gone up 400, 500, 600% in just the last 10 years, well beyond the inflation rate. So why is that? Is the degree worth what it is, what it once was? Is it worth the price now? Look at your medical care. Government regulations, and look at what they did during the corona. They basically forced people into taking these shots, forced hospitals to put you on ventilators and remdesivir. They control the medical industry, they control the insurance industry, they control all of it through rules and regulations that are paid for by the lobbyists. And then the people above that, the multinationals again. So when your county council meets and all, do they discuss any of these things? Do they try to, you know, figure out a way to protect you? Do they give you any legal tender laws? Do they start to bring back some kind of part of private property? Well, if it's like this Kershaw County Council, no. They're going to regulate even more because, oh, we got too many boxes. We got too many houses and they're too close together and all. So now we're going to go back and we're going to rule and regulate. We're going to change the zoning laws and we're going to tinker around with the market a little bit and everything's going to be fine. They can't pull the blinders off and see the big picture. You know, we got the died suddenly. Died suddenly must be the number one cause of death in America now. How many of you out there know somebody that's died suddenly recently? How many can you count on your fingers? I can count. I know it goes to two hands. What is that all about? Do you ever remember many of these? Maybe every now and then, but all the time? What's up with that? But nobody wants to answer that question. Nobody wants to ask. You watch those things go by. You know, my friend just died. Just up and died, heart attack. Nobody asked a question. You know, did they get the shot? Nobody asked the morticians. You know, you guys are putting that juice in and all. Do you find some coffee grounds in the blood? Or do you find that your blood won't pump out? And you know, there's these long, stringy, rubbery things in there. Why aren't the morticians saying anything? Why aren't people asking questions? Why aren't people speaking out? Maybe you're too busy. Maybe you just don't want to know. Maybe you know, but you just don't want to say anything. Could that be the truth? I think in a lot of cases it is. Sadly. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create disaster. Hard times are coming. Are you going to be a strong man? Are you going to be a strong woman? Are you going to fight for your kids? Are you going to fight for freedom and liberty? Those are the questions. I invite all of you, do your homework. Get with others. Talk about these things. Discuss them. And come together. We can overcome this. We can be free. But it takes us all working together. They want us divided. And divided, we will fall. And we are falling. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we all pay attention. Or we will be on a prison planet. That's it for the Liberty Report, ladies and gentlemen. I know this is kind of a downer, but it's time you wake up. Time for freedom. Until next time, peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?